Beginning tonight's Shir in Siman Reish, Samech Vav, we are up to Sif Beis. We are on page 80. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Im Ein Imo Eino Yehudi Manicho Al Chamoro. We discussed yesterday in Sif Aleph of a person who was going on a journey and Shabbos came and he had with him a Chamor and an Eino Yehudi. He gives it to the Eino Yehudi over the Chamor. Sif Beis discusses if he doesn't have an Eino Yehudi, all he has is a Chamor. So then he's manicho al hachamor, he places his wallet on the chamor. Ukidei shelo yehei chayav mishum mechamer, and in order that he shouldn't be over the isra of mechamer, pirish manigas hachamor, leading the animal, iiko akira vahanacha, as we'll see in the Mishabura, he will be over the isra of mechamer if the animal uproots itself and starts walking, and then does hanacha by stopping to walk with the load on it. So therefore, he's manicho la'achar sha'okra yod v'regel alechas. Therefore, he only places the wallet on the chamor after it already uprooted hand and foot and started walking. The lav akiruhi. That way, the animal is not doing an akira with the wallet on its back. Ukeshi omedes not lo hemenu. And then, when the animal stands, he takes the wallet off the animal. Now, it sounds from the mechaber that the animal actually stops and then he takes it off. So before the animal, when he puts it on, he waits till the animal starts walking, so there's no akira, but it sounds like there is a hanacha, the animal stops and then he takes it off. But if you look at the bir halacha, on page Mem Aleph, the top bir halacha, k'shehi omedes, mashma mipshata delishna, dehainu la'achar sha'amda. The pashas of the mechaber is mashma, that the first the animal stands, he stops, and then you take it off. However, the Rambam posak is she rotze lamod kodem shetamod. However, the Rambam paskins that when it wants to stand, before it stands, then you take it off. Kidei shelo yeh lo akira v'lo anocha. In order to avoid all issues, no akira, no anocha, v'chein hertik b'levush. Acharash v'b'chidushav kosav adivei Rambam she'eno nirakein. So that's a machlokas, whether you just avoid the akira or you avoid the akira and the hanocha. The mechaber is clearly mashma that there is an actual hanacha, as the top line on Mem Aleph says, ukishi omedes, and when it stands, it stops walking, not lo himenu. Ula achar shetachzor vitagor raglo yanichenu. And then when the animal starts walking again, you put it back on as it's en route. V'yesh omrim shetzarach lizor melanhigo b'kol rom kozman shakis aleha. Some say that you have to be careful not to leave the animal with your voice so long that the wallet is on the animal, even if you didn't do the akira. Just while it's traveling, you have to make sure not to be leading it during that time, not to be doing mechamer. The Rama writes, "V'hulo yirkav al hachamor." The person himself should not ride on the chamor. Elo yelech beraglav. Rather, he should walk with his feet. V'mutzaruch lotzei schutz latchum mipnei shemisyarei b'nei alistim. If a person has to get outside the tchum quickly because he's afraid of robbers, oshar sakana, or any other sakana. Even if he's inside the tchum, yochol leishev al hachamor v'lirkov. Then he can ride on the animal on Shabbos, which is normally not allowed, but b'makom sakana we would permit it. Let's see the Mishabura that will clarify everything over here. Back to page number 80, Sivkaton Vav. We said if he has no guy with him, zok to Mishabura, v'hu adin im eino mamin la'eino yehudi. The same din is true if he has a guy with him, he just doesn't trust him, that'll get it back, so he also can put it on the chamor. But he has to be careful to avoid the isra of mechamer if there will be an akira v'anocha. So says the Mishabur in Sekotan Zayin, manhik chamor tu'una kruya mechamer. Leading a loaded animal is considered mechamer. V'isurahu min haTorah. It is an isra d'oraisa. Midiksev from the fact that the Pasuk says, lo sasa kol melacha ata uvehemtecha. Don't do all melacha, you and your animal. The kibbu chazal de rotzalomer, chazal tell us what the pasuk means to say is, melacha shenasis b'shutfus al yidei adam u'behema. The Torah is coming to aser a partnership in work between a person and animal. Dehainu shehit tu'una ezadavar. How does the partnership work between the person and the animal? The animal is loaded up with a certain thing. V'hu mechamer achareha. Umanhiga ayidei kolo v'kayotzebo. And he leads it through his voice. Or something similar. The ain over al ze elokeshi osa akira vanoch al yodo. But of course, as we saw in the mechaber, you're not over al mechaber unless the animal actually did an akira, it started going, and a hanocha, it stopped going based on your kol. The lo sasa kol melacha ksiv. The pasuk says lo sasa kol melacha, ubelo ze lo mikri melacha. Without an akira and hanocha, it's not called a melacha. V'chein hu adin le'inyan isra shvisas behema. Till now we've been talking about mechamer, but if it would be your animal, there's another problem with shvisas behema, your animal has to rest on Shabbos. The same din is true that it's going to be a problem if there's an akira and hanocha. So by avoiding the akira, you could be saving yourself from two isurim, one is mechamer and one is shvisas behemto. Therefore, you place the wallet down on the animal only after it started to walk. And therefore, the akira did not happen through you. You first put the wallet on after the akira already started. You avoided the akira. So we said you put it down after already uprooted its yad v'regel to go. We turn the page to Mem Aleph. Even if it's not your animal, you still have to avoid this problem like we're mentioning. The Isra Mechamer Shayach Afilu B'Behemas Acherim. Because the Isra of Mechamer applies to someone else's animal as well. Even though Shvisas Behemto doesn't apply, but Mechamer does apply. The Kol Shekenim HaBehemas Shalot Digatarti. Certainly if the animal is yours, you have two problems to deal with. And that is Mechamer U'Shvisas Behemto. And using this Eitzah, you avoid both Isurim. So that's machlokas. If we try to avoid that, we're fine. It would only be the Rabbanah. Right, so that's the discussion. Sifkaton tes. And then we said in the Mechaber that after it starts walking again, you put it on again as it starts to, after it started going. Says the Mishabura, V'im me'atzma eino mischalefes leilech. And if on its own it doesn't want to start walking, eino mascheles leilech, it doesn't start going. Hu yochol izarzo shetaser leilech im eino le'a ukof. You can be mezareis the animal to start walking as long as there's nothing, not even a saddle on the animal. If nothing's on the animal, then you can get the animal to start walking. Umishum kaven shebitchila silucha ein shum dover munach aleha. And since in the initial starting of the animal walking, there's nothing resting upon it, ein shayach b'zeh isr mechamer. There's no mechamer. Mechamer is only if the animal does nakira and hanacha. But if the animal has nothing on it, you're just getting it to start going, so you can put your wallet on it. So getting it to start going, that's not mechamer, because he's not carrying anything. This is all true if the animal is alone, not attached to anything. But if the animal is leading a wagon, when you start making a noise to start the animal going after it took its little break, who overall is mechamer? Again, that will be an Isra Mechamer because then he's leading the wagon. There's no way to get out of this Isra. Because even if you'll make the animal Hefker like we discussed yesterday, and he'll avoid the problem of his animal resting on Shabbos, still, if it's not your animal, you still have a problem with Mechamer, and therefore your taka stuck. Okay, and therefore, in kashal olamu b'mekomo, if it's hard for you to stay in your place, yira l'shloach l'mokom ha'samoch, you should send someone to a nearby location. V'yavi misham eino yehudi sheyavi ha'gol olam alon. You should send someone to go get a guy that can lead your animal to a hotel. V'yafkir ha'behema, and you should make your animal hefker shelo yavur al shvisas behemto. That way the guy is leading the animal, so he's doing the mechamer, and you're mafker the animal, so it's not a problem. She says, behemto, everything will be good. That way you avoid all your problems. That's only if you're within the tchum, then you can send for a guy. But if you, Shabbos started, you were outside the tchum of the city, and you can't even send another Jew to get a guy, ain lo heter klal im lo b'mekom sakonos. Then you're stuck, you have nothing to do, unless, of course, it's a dangerous situation, and then you're always allowed to do whatever you need to do. Says the Mishaburin Sivkotun Yud, that's going on the Ramah. The Ramah said that when the animal's carrying your wallet, you should walk. But then the Ramah said that if you need to go outside the tchum because you're afraid of robbers or other sakonos, even if it's inside the tchum, you're allowed to go on the animal and ride. Says the Mishabura Pirish, V'oz ein iser kashiyelech baraglov. If you're inside the tchum, there's not even an iser to walk with your feet. El adavke im rochev. The only iser is if you ride an animal, because you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. Afilu hachi yochel lirkov machmas sakana. So even though you could walk and avoid the iser, or you could ride and have an iser of riding an animal on Shabbos, you're still allowed to ride to avoid the sakana. The kol shekein kashu chutz latchum. Certainly, if you are outside the tchum, the yase isra b'lav hochi b'hal lichaso. Since anyway, if you're outside the tchum, walking away from the dangerous situation is going to involve an isra of walking outside the tchum. So bevada yuchal lirka v'hu inatzel mehem. So certainly you'll be able to ride, even though you'll be doing two isurim, going outside the tchum, and also riding an animal to save yourself from the dangerous situation. But v'ayim v'beis Yosef diyesh svara detov lirka v'shomi leilach baraglov. The Beis Yosef writes that there is a svara that it would be better to ride an animal. Even though you potentially have two isurim, one is going outside the tchum, and two is riding an animal, the reason why that might be a maila is because if the animal is over 10 tefachim high, there are shitas that hold, there's no problem of tchumin above 10 tefachim. And therefore, you're avoiding the isra of tchumin, which potentially could be daraisa, and you only have the isra of going on an animal. Masha'enkin, if you walk, you have the potential of having an isra daraisa of walking outside the tchum. Achu docha osa sham, ayin sham, the Beis Yosef pushes that off. Check over there. If you look at note number 12, he writes, Ubatam hadavar she'ein harachiva asura mishum shebehemta noses oso ve'eno shoveses. Why isn't there an additional problem of riding the animal, that the animal is not resting, the animal is not doing shvises behemta, you have a chiv, because the animal is carrying you. Should be an additional problem of riding the animal. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, shehu mishum she'achai nosei atzatzmo. We have a general rule that carrying a live person is not an issa daraisa on Shabbos, because we say a live person carries his own weight. And the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, she'afal pisha b'derach klal ein tam zen mol el lifter min issa Torah. Even though normally chai nosi es atzmo lowers it from a daraisa to a derabbanan, it's not mutter, it's just lowered from a daraisa. Mikomokom l'gabi shvisas behemto mol hu lahatir es adavar l'gamri. Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to Shvisas Behemto, the svara of Chai Nosei Es Atzmo will make it mutter. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah does not factor that in as an additional problem of riding on the animal. Back to the Mishnah Berurah by the Yud Beis of the Sha'ar Tzion, V'afilu l'fi svara hi, even according to this svara that is better to ride on the animal, dafka l'inyon rechiva, that's dafka if you're riding on the animal. Aval kesha behema mosheches bekarum, but if the animal is leading a wagon, afilu ima karon gvoa asara, even if the wagon is above 10 tvachim, lukuliyama tov yoser shiyelech beraglav, according to everyone, it's better that you should walk with your feet, mishiyesha bekaron, than sitting in the wagon. Ki al yidei hayeshiva over al iser shimosh v'balichayim v'gam al tchumen. Because by sitting in the animal, you're going to be over the iser of using an animal, which is leading you, and you'll also be over the iser of tchumen, even though the wagon is over 10 tvachim. And note 13 explains, the afsha karon gvoa me'asar tvachim, even though the wagon is over 10, ule inyan dinim derabonon kigon alicha pachos miur beiz mil kaim lon she'ein iser tchumen v'odom nimsa l'malam me'asar tvachim. And we said that when it comes to dinim derabonon, like walking less than yud beiz mil, we hold that there's no iser tchumen by a person that's over 10 tvachim. And if you're in a wagon that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, shetashmisho noach, that it's a nice relaxing use of that area, yesh mishum iser tchumen af kishu gavoa yoseh me'asar tefachim. So the heter of over 10 tefachim is not if you're in an area that's 4 by 4 tefachim. If you're in a comfortable area like a wagon, then over 10 tefachim doesn't help you. And therefore, if you would travel in the wagon being led by the animal, you have two problems. One, the animal leading you, and two, a problem of tchumen. Masha'enkeinim yelech beraglov, which is not the case. If you would walk, lo yavo rak ala tchumen, then you only have a problem of tchumen, you have no problem of shimush v'alichayim. Ulevad kol eila, and besides all these other problems mentioned, matzui al yidei ha'yeshiva v'karon lavar al isur mechamer. It's also a very commonplace. If you're sitting in a wagon being led by an animal, you might make noises that will lead the animal to walk more. And therefore, besides the isra of Meshamesh, Bebali Chayim, and Tchumen, you also are potentially going to be nilshul in the Avera of Mechamer. Ubumokom sakona ha'kol shari, but if it's a place of danger, everything's mutter. Kosova prima godim, yeshli zorkish, omedes b'shabbos b'shusha rabim, agolo reikonis imsusim. You have to be careful if you're standing in b'shusha rabim and you see an empty wagon with horses, shalola gbiya kolo, not to raise your voice, v'yia kemechamer afilu behemas acherim. It will be like leading someone else's animal, kemosha kasadnu b'malo. The kol shekein agolos, the muchin, certainly if the wagons are low, b'me'achorif in the winter, shekorin, sleetin, sleds, she'ein govan asara, that their height is not above 10 tefachim. Which is a little bit of a funny point, because the concern over here is not a tchumen concern, pashta, so it shouldn't matter that it's under 10 tefachim. But anyway, that concludes Sif Beis. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber, Sif Gimel. We're on page Mem Aleph, fourth line. Hoya imo chamor v'cherishot v'katon. Till now we're discussing that, first we discuss you have a goy with you and a chamor with you. Then we discuss that all you have is a chamor. Now you have a chamor and either a cheresh shot of a katan. So what should you do? Yanichenu ala chamor velo yithnenu la'achad me'elu. If you have a choice between giving it to an animal or a human that doesn't have das, the Mechaber paskins, you give it to the animal and not to these people. Says the Mishabura Sefkotin Yir Aleph, Shehein b'nei Adam kemoso, because they are people like you. V'osi la'achlufei ba'odom acher ha'mukhuya b'mitzos. We're afraid if you're going to give it to a cheresh of a katan, even though they're not bardas, and therefore it's more lenient for them to do it, but we're worried you might then give it to another person, which is more serious, and therefore better give it to the animal. Sif Dalin. Hoya imo cheresh v'shota. Now we get in the nitty-gritty of having two out of the three of cheresh of a katan. So you have a cheresh and a shota yitnenu la shota. You should give it to the shota. Lufi she'ein bo das klal. Because the shota does not have any das at all. Says the Mishabura Sefkotan Yudbeis, Avocheresh daita kalishta islei. But a cheresh has a little bit of a weak das. A shota has no das, a cheresh has a weaker das, and therefore you should not give it to the cheresh, you should give it to the shota. There's an interesting note over here, note number 16, discussing a deaf person, what is his rules, lagabe halacha. We're saying over here he has daita kalishta. The av cheresh hu chacham v'novom. Even a deaf person who's very, very wise. Rav Moshe writes, "Gzeres hakosav hi lachshivo kemi she'eino ben das." It's gzeres hakosav that we view him as a person that does not have das. V'chein kosav agonos shomaz avin arbach. Ubir shomaz avin explains, "Shahuil ve'eino shomeya ve'eino medaber." Since he does not hear and he does not speak, i'efshar lachshivo kachroi al ma'isav. You can't consider him responsible for his actions. Vosifu and the Aaron Sha'afa Pisha Yochalu Lasamin Biyoda Vilichtov, even though he can make motions with his hands and he can write, Ein ze nechshav kedibur, that's not like dibur, the Eino nechshav kebendas. So that's a cheresh that can't speak and can't hear, even if you think he's very smart, and he is very smart, he's still considered in halacha and not bardas at all. But a deaf person, we find many deaf people that can speak normal and people can understand them. So Rav Moshe writes, Shedino kebendas. That cheresh, a regular, what we call a deaf person who could speak, that person has a din of a bendas. V'chein kosav agonos shomaz avin arbach. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Hei. So we said in Dalud, if you have a cheresh and a shota, you go with the shota. Shota v'katon, again, you din of the shota. So whenever you have a shota there, you give it to the shota, you would not give it to the katon. Why? Shakoton yovo l'chlal das. Because even if a katan doesn't have das now, he's headed towards having das. But what if, so we just said, shota, you give it to over a cheresh. Shota, you give it to over a katan. What if you have a cheresh and a katan? We said a shota, you give it to over both of them. But what if you have a cheresh and a katan? So says the Mechaber, yitnenu l'misha yirtza, you do a coin flip. Not on Shabbos, but you would, whoever you want, you can give it to. Says the Mishabura Sefkotan Yud Gimel L'misha Yirtza, whoever you want, the kol echad yeshlo maila b'fnei atzma v'kanal. Each one has its own maila, like we just said. The cheresh has a little bit of das, and the katan is eventually going to have a lot of das. And therefore, they both have a maila over the other, and therefore, choose whoever you want. However, there's an interesting bir aloch over here, and that is the next one that we're up to, divrei maskil yitnenu l'misha yirtza, give it to whoever you want. Not so pashut. Kosav aprimi godim yeiro eli. It appears to me da'inu dafka she'enu beno. That's dafka if the child is not your son. Aval beno katan shu bar chinuch midrabanan. But your son who you have a chiyuv of chinuch midrabanan yitneru lecheresh v'shota. Don't give it to the katan. Give it to the cheresh over the katan who is your responsibility. Umistapik sham and he's mesipik over there. The efshar afilu imacheresh v'shota hu beno. Even if the other one, the cheresh or the shota, is also his son, you still will give it to them. She'ena bar chinuch kmo katan. There's not a mitzvah of chinuch like there is by a katan, by a cheresh and a shota. And therefore, even though the Mechaber says if you have a cheresh and a katan, you can choose whoever you want. But the Bir Halacha says if the katan is your child, then you should give it to the cheresh, even if the cheresh is your child. Pashtus. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sevav. Yesh omrim shekeshenosno la'achad me'elu. There are those who say that when you give it to one of these people, l'cheresh shota v'katan, manicho olav keshum mahalech, you do the same eitzah as with the chamor. You put it on when they're walking, v'notlo mimeno keshu omed, and you take it off when they stand. Says the Ramah, V'davka k'shenosein lehem mishachashecha. This is only true when you are giving it to them after Shabbos started, when it's dark already. Aval k'shenosein lehem ibodyo mutar b'chol inyan. If you give it to them during the day, you can give it to them straight up. You don't have to worry about them being walking as you're giving it to them. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkata Yudalad, when you give it to the Cheresh of the Katan, you should give it to them as they are Mahalech, the Kanal, the Behema, the Sif Beis, like we just learned in Sif Beis by a Behema. V'atam, and the reason why you should give it to them when they're already walking, k'dei shelo yasu acheresh shoto v'katan isa daraisa al yado. You should not be initiating a cheresh shoto or katan to be doing an isa daraisa. V'af al pi she'enu mitzuva al shvisasam k'mo b'behema, even though there is an isra of shvisas behemto. There's no isra of shvisa of cheresh. There is an isra of shvisas behemto. Mikomo kom hare osr lahachilam isra b'yadayim. But there's a different problem over here. Right, that you can't hand a nevela to a child to eat. You can't hand an iser to one of these people to do. Like we'll see later in Simon Shin Mem Gimel L'inyan Katan. V'hu adin l'cheresh ha-shota. The same thing is true that you can't give an iser into the hands of a cheresh ha-shota. K'mon shenizbar sham. And therefore, you want to avoid handing them over this thing to carry with an akira and an achan, and you make them do an isra daraisa. So therefore you should do the same eitzah as the behema, wait till they're ready on the walk, and then hand it to them to avoid at least the akira. But that's all true, says Ramah, if you're giving it to them mishecha shecha, but if you're giving it to them while it is still day, then it's mutter b'chol inyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tazvav, da'oz eino nikra zeh machil b'yadayim. If you're giving it to the katan or the cheresh or the shota while it's still day, that's not called feeding him the issur with your hands. Kevan de'ata dayan leis ve'isura. Because now when you give it to him, there's no issur. It's Friday. You're allowed to give something to a katan on Friday. Umashi yamura cheresh shota the katan achar shechashecha. And that which the cheresh of the katan is going to, you know, stand and take a break after its Shabbos starts. The alchaka chosev oker ragav, and he's going to start up again, do a new akira. That's not your problem. Halo me'atzmo o says that he's doing on his own. The ain't tzarach limchos biyado kishoose issur. And the katan ochel nevelos, you don't have to be mafreshim. So you gave it to him before Shabbos. The fact that on Shabbos he's going to stop and have a new akiva, a new anocha, that's not your problem. You do not have to protest against him when he's doing that iser. Al kain ain't tzarech litol hakis me'olav kishomed, and therefore you do not have to take the wallet off of him when he stops to take a break in order to give it back to him when he starts moving again. Aval bebehema, when it comes to behema shu metzuva al shvisas behemto, that you're required to make sure your animals rest on Shabbos, v'gam shu mechamer, and also you have another issur daraisa of leading the animal, even if it's not your animal. Al kein avshi niach aleh mibodyom. Therefore, even if you placed the item on the animal from before Shabbos, chayuv litol heimeno kishomedes mishechashecha lahashim mayim vekayotze bazeh. You are required to take it off the animal when it stands after Shabbos starts to relieve itself or something similar. Whatever reason it's taking a break, you have to take it off during the break. And then you would put it back on the animal after already uprooted its feet and started walking again. In order that the animal should not do an akira and a hanocha with your wallet on Shabbos, v'yavar al issur Torah, and be over an issur daraisa. V'amogen Avraham mitzali lahachmir af mibodyom. The Mogen Avraham has a tzad to say that one should be machmir even from before Shabbos. V'nirid the Bekarmelis yesh lahakel. And it appears that Bekarmelis, one can be lenient. Meaning the Mogen Avraham says, even if he gave it to him from before Shabbos, if he does uproot himself a new time on Shabbos, you have to make sure that you had taken it off before and you put it back on while he's in the middle of traveling. Unlike we said before, the nearer the Bekarmelis yesh lahakel. However, if it's in a Karmelis where there's no Shaychus or an Issa Daraisa anyway, then certainly you can be lenient. We'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Shem next time we will continue with Siv Zayin.